Lozum de mezira barısı, mazimon kanam kanoni, sosora rengici. Tüzüm ceryem lazan zalo, sanke tüge de vanyo, kapa meba cemiz. Çepa meba ta meba, uva meba ro meba, ta te te me te cip. Çepa neze se te ba, zobu sanke manaca, tamba te la sanfa. La ike dalata mezim ke, çoğum tadım ike na. どうかんじゃかけちゃさんばたんじゃけどだけちとどうなさたさにばちゃまめばけばらうんたんぼさてそんれせいさいにせうんせくねてつるんぷんちょいてんたんでせむらんたんちゃんちゃんちゃまぱんるがいじじょわたちょるぺたんべれらんちゃちゃ
We move to the second mind generation, second generation of bodhicitta, and this corresponds with the second bhumi, second bodhisattva ground, and in the outline of this second chapter, the first section describes the etymology of the name for this second ground, which is the basis for the bodhisattva's qualities. The name of this ground is the stainless. So now we all have something to read from. And if we look at the first verse, it says, because the bodhisattva's discipline has such wonderful qualities, they abandon the stains of faulty discipline even in their dreams. Since the movements of their body, speech, and mind are pure, they gather the 10 types of virtue on the path of the genuine ones.
Sancho Sambasa Nipapati Chutem Nambar tapam phasom soba tang. Yen ti nambar tapa ten tenbe ser. Se paramase, ni se pa kapso maase, mulam doyang, jengkara jepa lengkara wa thamche che. Charpa chutam che chama me ba. Chama pamba. Pamba chani nambra yako. Lunga ye che, luta nga de ye che kuncho tam. Jova te, jova. Nibata tonga chami chang. Takwara chope. Tambe lelam, tambe lunga ke pongwa dun le yin jen. Ye je som te longze lam te, ye je le te lam te. Geba chuchar sokware se ba. Rupa Chani Yasu.
Yasu. Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
Commentary reads, since it is the case that the Bodhisattva on the second ground, that their discipline is wonderful and is endowed with such pure qualities. Since they have such a pure and wonderful discipline, not only while they're awake, but even when they're dreaming, they have abandoned all the stains of faulty discipline or any type of decay in their discipline, not only when they're awake, but even when they're dreaming. So this is an explanation of the qualities of this ground from the perspective of what is to be abandoned, what is to be given up. And then from the perspective of the sort of positive side of what is accomplished or attained, well, what that is that all of the bodhisattva's conduct comprised by the movement of their body, speech, and mind is free of even the slightest imperfection or the slightest flaw. And therefore, they have they accumulate the virtue or they gather the virtue that is free of the seven types of activity of body and speech that are to be abandoned, and of the three types of mental activity that are to be abandoned, and their path of motivation, Longche Lam. The path of their motivation is to accumulate the 10 types of virtue. So there are 7 of body and speech and 3 of mind. And so this is from the perspective of what is to be practiced or what is to be gathered.
Nile. St tambo sander chutem je parsin la chen takpar tembala ngadan chutem ta tur ke bani le tambo ngne gev land ta chi chuchar yang del la te chen to takpar jo tang da dar ta do namda pe shivu chakpar teda teda ki nam chishi samsa.
So that was a description of the what is called the basis of the qualities, which is the bhumi itself. And now we look at the qualities of that bhumi, which cause it to be unique. And in this second part, which is going to focus on the qualities, there is first a description of how it is that, in this case, the particular paramita or transcendent perfection of discipline comes to the fore, as it was with generosity on the first bhumi. So, the verse that goes along with this is the second one, and it says, the first one of, that's going to describe these is the second verse, and it says, these 10 types of virtue have been practiced before, but here they are superior because they have become so pure. Like an autumn moon, the bodhisattvas are always pure, beautified by their serenity and radiance.
Gebe lelam de ta ki chuchar yang sa tambo pala yomuje sa nibava tela la ki ngale ngamale ni de ki lakwa de kinto number jorde purzong tabe tondo. Trindang tarwe. Train down travel, doing a davata, tado to them. Number tate. David Sadong Shavatar, Wang Bu Godon Bichavatan. Karwu de Lamere Sebatar. O Chabanibo, the ducky number in this song.
And the commentary on this verse reads that this path of virtue, these 10 types of virtue, have been practiced before. Here, referring to the first ground. So they were. It's not like the bodhisattva didn't have these 10 virtuous activities before, but here, on the second ground, these 10 types of virtuous activity become superior because they outshine, they are incredibly greater than they were before, in the sense that they have become even more pure. They are endowed with incredible purity at this point. And so what this is like, the analogy is to an autumn moon, a moon that shines in the autumn sky, a harvest moon, in the sky that is completely free of clouds. Like that type of moon, the bodhisattva's discipline is permanently pure. And just as this type of moon gives off a light that cools the heat, so it is that the bodhisattva at this point has the serenity of their sense doors being bound, being in control of their the actions of their senses. And they have the light. They emit the very clear and vivid light that is like the white light of the moon. This light is said to be the light of their wisdom. So with these two qualities of the serenity and the radiance of their wisdom, they are made incredibly beautiful. Lasso.
Nyeba chochem taksor sheba la sheba ne karte te ne chenda rangin ta deser te ne chochem ta mjo deser te ne ta do suncha la nil jo ya da chavar jo shiso.
And next in the outline comes a description of why, what is the reason for why their discipline is so pure? It's described as being pure, but how is it? Why is it that way? So the third verse reads, but if they thought that their pure discipline had self-nature, their discipline would not be pure at all. Therefore, they are at all times completely free of dualistic mind's movements towards the three spheres.
Karte gelong sotar je trim chi ta jang takba yin ne yang de ne lom sem je trim ta kwa rang yin je chobar ta na rang yin je chobar ta wa ti se de ne chu trim takpar manjor ba jun sin de ni je se re samsem tena ta do kanglayang kangla chuchar pongwa tang pongwa nyenpo kang sepa tang kangka pongwa sunchar layang ngu ngu me so ngu po tang ngu me so nyinzin je lu yi joba yang takpa trawan joro.
And so the commentary reads, even if, for example, a monk, even if their discipline of their pratimoksha vows, their vows of individual liberation, were incredibly pure, if they had an arrogant mind, or a mind that was sort of a mix of arrogance and ignorance and complacency, and with this, they look at their pure discipline and they think that it's real. They take it to be some type of truly existent thing and they're sort of proud about that. Then, if that's the case, then their pure discipline is no longer pure at all. They've destroyed it. And so therefore, the bodhisattva has pure discipline and yet they do not have a dualistic mind that grasps at things as either being existent or non-existent. With regard here to all of the things that they abandon in their conduct, in their good conduct, they have to give up certain things, so they don't have any dualistic clinging with regard to that. They don't have any clinging with regard to the antidote that allows them to give these things up, and they don't have any dualistic clinging with regard to the person who is giving them up. And since they are free of all of these different types of dualistic clinging, then their discipline is in fact pure.
Nyinzin je lo dan chan na, mikpa dan chan na, chotem nambara ta paayin putem.
What this is teaching is that if there is dualistic clinging that thinks that these three spheres of the person who is practicing the discipline, the antidote, and what they've given up in this case, if they think that these things are real, then the discipline is no longer pure at all. And therefore, since the bodhisattva does not have this type of clinging, since they are free of this type of dualistic movement of the mind, then their discipline is in fact pure.
Tasaje mambundo tamate. Chuchem dang chana. Dendro la tamu litim matabichunta. Dende linche do sepechunta. Nay song le tarka vichunta. Chun ten of service. Jimbe jisu chuchem temba than yele. Tangbo Jimbe Longju Tane Dong Yinong Jibu Chutem Kangba Nyam Lin Jong. He said something.
So then there's a lot of what follows is a lot of outline in the commentary, but what is going to be discussed immediately are 4 points in the praise of why discipline is important. So, the first point is, if there is no discipline, then there is the fault of never attaining the happy realms, the happy states of rebirth. The second is that whatever happiness you get, if you have no discipline, then once that happiness is used up, it doesn't come back. The third point is that if you have no discipline and you fall into the lower realms, it's quite difficult to get out of that problem. And finally, there is the way that the Buddha taught discipline, that discipline should accompany generosity in order to alleviate all of these different types of problems. Maso?
Jimba leso loncho teda ne. Jimba loncho namne rova ngemba nam. Rova ngemba ngemba nam layang. Jungate, Jevon Tori, Jevon Tori, Drupe Chutem Jacangba Nyambale, Nyambale Jungan Inte. That Jimba Tang the Longjun Junior in a young Longjute, Roba Memba Lota, Nyeseva, Nyeseva, Yeda, Zuntu the Chembo, Soje, Longju Yeno.
And so the root verse is the fourth one, and it's the first two lines that is going to be about this first section about how you don't get the birth in the higher realms if you don't have discipline. And the root verse says, generosity can result in wealth gained in the lower realms when an individual has lost the leg of discipline. And the commentary reads that the material enjoyments or the wealth that is the result of generosity can also come to birth or can also be enjoyed in the lower realms. When the individual has lost the leg that carries them to birth in the higher realms. So for example, the Nagas and certain types of pretas who have great miraculous powers also have great wealth, but they are also in the lower realms.
Nipa dende lin chek do sepe chone. Chi chek ngundo. Yon se sepe na sin chek te la long chok jong mo jok si sang song.
And then the next section looks at how it is that once you spend or go through all of the results of the generosity, the wealth, then it doesn't come back again. So this is the third and fourth, these are the third and fourth lines of the fourth verse that say, once the principal and interest of the wealth are completely spent, material enjoyments will not come again.
Nandun drova lumbe lonjo te, jimbe lonjo te, sadu jinso, matumbe, madopa, tisena, jimba te in deva chitan cheba, mubun dovate, savatini, long jebe, yonsa sebana, sinche, tendravo, doa meba tela, lonjo lion juan majorwane. Ngar mei pen pen ba tang. Ngar pang ba la, jie de se pe, ke se pe tsa wa jie de se pa yin.
And the commentary reads, when this foolish one who is down in the lower realms, in terms of their material enjoyment, since they don't practice any new generosity, then once the root of their enjoying or the cause of enjoying the wealth that they have right now is completely spent, once they've used that up, then later there won't come to them any cause of any new wealth because they won't have accumulated it. All of the earlier causes which brought about the wealth that they enjoy now are spent. It's just like when you have a certain amount of profit or a certain principle that causes you to accumulate interest. When that principle is gone, then there's no interest coming either. And so all of the results of their previous good actions are completely used up.
Sumba ngay song le thar ka vichone kaanse rawang jokin thu neba kate dada zimbar mezi na yansar lome jimang jong jorwa Tell us in a conge Lorenzo, she says.
The next verse looks at how it is the case that once you fall into the lower realms, it's quite difficult to get out of them. So it says, if when independent and enjoying favorable circumstances, one does not protect oneself from falling into the lower realms, once one falls into the abyss and has no power to escape, what will be able to lift one up and out of this?
Jiva Pavan Tumpe Yor Nan Chingwa Mai Patara Kangitse Yen La Ra Malepa yin la tu ma gu pa rang wang tung jok chen. Tung pe yor, la min ro wa na ne ba. Na, kar te kan zan de na dan yi ngay ro, long wa le zin bar me zi na. Pa wo ching ne resor chur wa tar, resor tu chur wa tar, yang sar long yi. Yewan khonan jokparan jorwa. Ngayndro te le si ne kanga lowan jorte ma jorwa.
So the commentary reads, like when a hero visits a country, a friendly country, like when a strong man visits a friendly country and is able to go around freely. When a person goes to a place or is in circumstances where they aren't dependent on others, where they're able to be free, when they are, for example, living in the realms of the human beings, in a friendly land, if at that period of time they do not protect themselves from falling into the lower realms, then, for example, if that hero goes into a place that is unfriendly and the people there tie him up and throw him down into an abyss, and the person has no power to escape, then later, who's going to save that person? Who's going to lift them up? Nothing can.
Yaba, Jimbe Jesu Sutem Je, Sutem Tembe Jumsine, they say Jerve Jimbe Tanzen, Sutem Jindu Tanyin Zabai, Jesamasung.
And so forth, then, given all of these disadvantages of not keeping one's discipline, then the teaches about what the Buddha taught, since that was the case, and it's the sixth verse that says, therefore, after giving his advice on generosity, the victor taught about accompanying it with discipline. When good qualities thrive in the field of discipline, the enjoyment of fruits is unceasing.
Tīsir jāvā dzogpa sāngye jē jīmbā tam thōman jē nē, tāngbō jē nē sūtrem jīmbā jīsā rōvā tē rōvām jīsā rōvā tāngdē nī jē bāyī.
And the commentary, therefore, the completely perfect Buddha, the victor, having given his advice on generosity, further advised or further taught that it would be good to connect generosity with the practice of discipline. It would be good if these two could be practiced together.
Nibane Yuen Ten Sutem Kingdom Nampana Terwa. Devan Yeju Chepa Mapan Joshi Rosong.
And so it is the case that we look at the second two lines of the second set of lines of the sixth verse. When good qualities thrive in the field of discipline, the enjoyment of fruits is unceasing.
Gopa jimbe yuen ten chutem ji keng do nambar mpen na jo jinso tan drebo lu long jo zangbo la nyerjo jyoi kong ni kong do cheba mebar jo.
And the commentary reads that the necessities or what we need are the qualities that come from generosity. So the result of being generous provides us with the things that we need in whatever endeavor it might be. And when these are planted in the field of discipline, then the cause, which is the cause of these things, being generosity and so forth, and their result of this giving and other good deeds, for example, a good, healthy body and very nice things to enjoy, are all can be enjoyed in a way that they increase and increase, and they never get cut off. The next verse reads, for ordinary beings, it's number 7, for ordinary beings, those born of the Buddha's speech, those set on solitary enlightenment, and heirs of the victor, the cause of the higher realms and of true excellence is nothing other than discipline.
Sosu jewo namdang, sungji nyintu dang, rang sanchok jilang la danyi ngipa namdang, jarse namji ngipar lakpa dang, ngontu jona tsotem le, yinme te tsotem dang tranam mdope, donte jo yinche pa meno.
And then what is explained here is the way that this discipline becomes the basis for all good qualities. And so for ordinary individuals and those born of the Buddha's speech, referring to the Shravakas, the hearers, and those set on solitary enlightenment, the path of solitary enlightenment, meaning the Pracheka Buddhas, as well as for the heirs of the victor, referring to the Bodhisattvas, all of their happiness enjoyed in the higher realms and of true excellence, referring to the stages of realization they gain on the path. It says in the root text, the cause of this is nothing other than discipline. So what this is saying, the commentary explains, is that if there is no discipline, then all of these things will not be attained. But it's not saying that there are no other causes. It's not to eliminate all of the other causes like generosity and the everything else. It's just to say that if there is no discipline, then no matter what else there might be, these good results will not come about.
Jeta jansu ro tan ling ji tang, trashi nana ma tan ling ji jin. Teta chuchan wang se, danyi chi, tencharwa tan ling ji nemadu ji sang.
The next verse, the 8th, describes the way that the bodhisattvas abide in this discipline that has been praised like that. And so the verse reads, like the ocean with a corpse, and auspiciousness with misfortune. When a great being comes under discipline's power, their discipline will not abide together with its decay. So first in this verse there are some examples given, and the first one is like the ocean, and it's said that the ocean is the place where the Nagas live, and the Nagas are incredibly meticulous. They're very clean, and so they don't like corpses, you know, floating around in their house. So that's why the corpse always washes up on the beach. It's because it's the home of the Nagas, you know. They're throwing it away. So just like an ocean does not abide simultaneously with a corpse, and just like if you have good fortune, then that does not abide simultaneously with its opposite. So you either have good luck or you don't. But one, if you have a lot of good fortune, then that by definition means there's no bad fortune. So just like that, the bodhisattva on the second bhumi, who has come under the power of discipline, this great being, they do not have as their sort of friend or their compatriot discipline that has decayed. So they wouldn't stay together with, they wouldn't have that type of friend as for company. This type of, you know, when the discipline has decayed, because they have come under the power of pure discipline. So these are examples for how it is that this type of bodhisattva never has any shadow of impurity in their conduct.
Sumba yevala gangi gangi ganglam pong sepe. Sumdum mikpa yuna tsotem te jikdem baye paru senji ke. Sumla chakpe tong te jikdem de kisa usung.
And next we get the division of the different types of discipline, again from the perspective of whether there is wisdom or not. And so the verse number 9 reads, if there be any focus on the three, abandoned by whom? What is abandoned, and with regard to whom? Such discipline is explained to be a worldly transcendent perfection. Discipline empty of attachment to the three has gone beyond the world.
Kaza kange pamara sava kange simji kangla pamara sepan khorsom do mekpa yona. Korsum the Mekbaam, then Barakim Bayona, Sutem the Jitim by Passing Jikiel and Jitim by Passing. Sutem the Korsum the Dengi Jikakwe Tumbe Sami Jikirab Jisim, but then Jikin Linde, but Sutem the Passing.
Commentary reads, with regard to the individual who is giving up whatever type of conduct it might be, with regard to that which the conduct itself that's abandoned, and with regard to the individual in terms of in relation to whom this conduct is given up. For example, if you give up killing, it's in talking about the person that you don't kill. So with regard to those three types of spheres, these three spheres, then if there is a focus on these three spheres, then that type of discipline is discipline of the world. It's a worldly transcendent perfection. However, if the discipline is free of the clinging to the three spheres as being real, if it is empty of it, then it is embraced by undefiled wisdom and it transcends the world.
Somban yog dovane jarse dava lezo simi sipaye pajo trama tanda trama me indayang tuyanka tuji dava wo ne che yendo dova yi je dova sevar sepaye ki samsung.
And finally, the concluding verse, free from stains, the stainless, the bodhisattva arising from the moon, the bodhisattvas arising from the moon, the world, yet they are the world's glory. Like the light of the moon in autumn, they assuage the torment in the minds of beings. And this completes the second mind generation of the entrance into the Middle Way. So from among the 10 transcendent perfections, the one that is foremost, or the qualities of the one that is explained here, is the transcendent perfection of discipline.
Yeah.
So now we will read the root verses together.
Because the bodhisattva's discipline has such wonderful quality, they abandon the stains of faulty discipline, even in their dreams, since the movement of their body, speech, and mind are pure. They gather the 10 types of virtue on the path of the genuine ones. These 10 types of virtue have been practiced before, but here they are superior because they have become so pure. Like an autumn moon, the bodhisattvas are always pure, beautified by their serenity and radiant. But if they thought that their pure discipline had self-nature, their discipline would not be pure at all. Therefore, they are at all times completely free of dualistic minds, movements towards the three spheres. Generosity can result, wealth gained in the lower realms when an individual has lost the leg of discipline. Once the principle and interest of the wealth are completely spent, material enjoyments will not come again. If when independent and enjoying favorable circumstance. One does not protect oneself from falling into the lower. Once one falls into the abyss and has no power to escape, what will be able to lift one up and out of this? After giving his advice on generosity, the victor taught about accompanying it with discipline. When good qualities thrive in the field of discipline, the enjoyment of fruits is unceased. For ordinary beings, those born of the Buddha's speech, those set on solitary enlightenment, and heirs of the victor, the cause of the higher realms and of excellence is nothing other than discipline. Like the caution with the corpse and auspiciousness with misfortune, when a great being comes under discipline's power, their discipline will not abide together with its decay. If there be any focus on the three abandoned by whom, what is abandoned and with regard to whom, such discipline is explained to be a worldly transcendent perfection. Discipline empty of attachment to the three has gone beyond the world, free from stains, the stainless. The sattvas arising from them are not of the world, yet they're the world's glory. Like the light of the moon in awe, they assuage the torment in the minds of beings. So now we'll sing the song called The Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way. I'll start, and then when you feel like you know it, just join in. From the standpoint of the truth that's ultimate, besides no blocks, there are not even Buddhas. No meditator and no meditated. No paths and levels traveled and no signs. And no fruition bodies and no wisdoms. And therefore there is no nirvana there. Just designations using names and statements. All animate, inanimate, the three realms. Unborn and non-existent from the outset. No base to rest on, do not coexist. There is no karmic act, no maturation. So even the name samsara does not exist. That's the way these are in the final picture. But oh, if sentient beings did not exist, what would the Buddhas of three times all come from? Since fruition with no cause impossible. Oh, the standpoint of the truth that's relative is samsara's wheel, nirvana past all grief. It all exists, that is the sage's teaching. then what exists appearing to be things. And the non-existence, pure being, emptiness, are essentially inseparable one taste. And therefore there is neither self-awareness nor awareness of what's other anywhere. All of this a union vast and spacious, and all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see the wisdom. Do not see sentient beings, they see Buddhas. Don't see phenomena, they see pure being. And out of this compassion just emerges retention, powers, fearlessness, and all the qualities embodied by a Buddha. Just come as if you had a wishing jew. This is what I, the yogi, have realized.
Tene, gombo lorupyo oman tsawa hirabdang, dava trapo oman jobadang. Tene malarepo oman yangdaba jeba somde, he tsura hachan tumba yabare. Tele tene kunji pema karpi yong somje neva nyambun zebare. Tene nga tsue nyambun malarepo nga songkote tongne.
The way of explanation that is found in Nagarjuna's text, fundamental wisdom of the middle way, Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, and this song by Milarepa, the authentic portrait of the middle way, are incredibly harmonious, and so the omniscient Pema Karpo composed a commentary on all three, and it is very good for us to sing this together with looking at Chandrakirti's text.
The Malare Bende Konde Nika Madubasumbati, Jimse Karasana, Kova than Yang Indebe, Chutamte, Namatante, Mulantav, Chudatav, Jujin Tender Sopa Nangsan to Hibare.
Lassa.
The Jimse Latente Nail of Tripata Travatin.
Lassa. So Milarepa's explanation of the way that samsara and nirvana are so I'll be back.
yeah.
The reason why Milarepa can say that samsara and nirvana do not exist is that they are just mere appearances that arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions. They are interdependent appearances, and therefore, ultimately, their nature is the complete freedom from all conceptual fabrications.
That's a wonderful way.
Now, are there any questions? Sanyipala Nebe Janju Sempa Gitsotrim Shintu Dakpa De Sanje Le Jangirabe Rangi Tokpa Latene Rangjungtu Rangshintu Dakpare
Dakpa Te Tsubu Toni Tobi Hirab Latene Dakpare Yang Sanje Jisinam Yang Yung.
So the main reason why it's explained that their discipline is so pure is that they have the wisdom that realizes emptiness. On the other hand, it's also the case that they do get teachings from the Buddha, and so as a result of that, their discipline is pure. Other questions?
Rupa Kunjin Pema Kaposi then Keba Chambuji Chongore.
So the question was, who was Pema Karpo? And Pema Karpo was a great master, a great scholar, mainly in the Drupa Kagyu lineage. Other questions? How can we approach inner healing? How can we approach inner healing to gain spiritual cleansing? Dinangatsu rangrangi jima jangjona dine sem soetap yapo karada.
Rang rang ke trima jang do na tanda rang ke ne lok chi ba
na sa
rang ke na sa da ne so chi ba le
na sa. If one wants to engage in this process of spiritual cleansing, then the best thing to do is to know one's own true nature, to know the way that one appears and to know the way that one actually is.
Yang sansin je sanje sansin len thon sar te pakap sansin ji je to som de ni ji sem ni sem me lo sanchuk je sem som de yang ja se tak jor.
And when we were looking at the causes of the bodhisattva, that gives us some insight into what we need. The three causes of the bodhisattva are the compassionate mind, the mind that is free of dualistic clinging, and finally bodhicitta. And so, if we look at these three qualities individually, if there is no compassion, then one will not have the wish to cleanse others of their imperfections, to help others with their problems, and so one won't attain the complete state of enlightenment that is the end result of the Mahayana path, because one won't enter into the Mahayana path. And secondly, if one doesn't have the non-dualistic mind, then again one won't attain enlightenment because one will still have all the confusion that goes along with believing in duality. And finally, bodhicitta is the essence of the Mahayana path. It is the desire to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. We also need to realize that these stains which we seek to cleanse from ourselves have no inherent nature. They're not real. If we think that they're real, we'll never be able to cleanse ourselves of them. And so, as it says in the Heart Sutra, there is no ignorance, there is no ending of ignorance. And this is what we have to remember.
Dejendo yang kiram nyingbo len, senye mepa, majipa, mangapa, trima mepa, trima da trawa mepa.
Maso.
Trima rung yinje mado pese na, trima sa do trawa nyingbo.
Maso.
Tenda wo.
Maso. As it further says in the Heart Sutra, there are no characteristics, there is no birth, there is no cessation, there are no stains, there is no freedom from stains. So these last two, we have to know that there are no stains, and therefore there are no freedom from stains.
Dene malam do trima trupa yina malam ngo ma hiba kapso trima denbe trupa chola sopa sama dendo kwe jama samanyara.
Thinking that we have to cleanse ourselves of something, believing that this is some true process, is like dreaming and not knowing that you're dreaming, and so you get dirty and you want to take a bath in this dream. You don't know that you're dreaming. On the other hand, if you know that you're dreaming, then you know that both the dirt that's covering you and when you get clean, that process of cleansing yourself, both of them are just mere appearances. And that neither of them actually exist in any real way, and that their true nature transcends all conceptual fabrication. If these stains were in fact real, then it would be the case that there would have to be somebody who was stained. So that would be in contradiction with the selflessness of the individual, because there really is no person, there is no self to be stained. And if the stains were real, then that would be in contradiction with the selflessness of phenomena, because you'd have some truly existent entity. And so this allows us to understand how it is that there really are no stains, and therefore there's no freedom from stains either.
Dene malare pe yang takpar konde nika madu pata. Nang tang dung konde nika yobati, dene chodang chonang dawan dung sum. Jitin tende sopana.
What we find in this song by Milarepa is that he sang that samsara and nirvana do not really exist, and that there are just mere appearances of them existing. So in this way, he sang about reality and he sang about appearance, sang about that really they don't exist, but there are these mere appearances. In this way, they samsara and nirvana are like water moons.
As
the yogi Gyalwa Gotsangpa sang in his song, the eight flourishings of a lance, in terms of one verse which is about the view, how the view is like a lance, and so he sang, decisive understanding of your basic being, no bias towards samsara or nirvana. Conviction reached, you change your mind no more. These are three which render view fully free, like a lance that's flashing free in the open sky.
Decisive
understanding of your basic being refers to insight into the true nature of reality. And once that is gained, then there's no longer any desire to give up samsara and get nirvana, because those types of notions only come when we don't have insight into the nature of reality. And then the last line, which is conviction reached, you change your mind no more, refers to when certainty in the view is so stable that there's no longer any doubt about what the nature of reality is. And so when these three qualities of view are present, then that makes the view completely free, like a lance that's flashing free in the open sky. And now Rinpoche wants me to sing this verse. So it goes like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Decisive understanding of your basic being, no bias towards samsara or nirvana. Conviction reached, you change your mind no more. These are three which render view fully free, like a lance that's flashing free in the open sky. It's like that. Sotrimgi denda morang sapo hakogi mundus. Tene morangi samna sotrim sena dam wambogi gonga dam gogido. Pena tering morangi cake tongson. Tene cake di morangi sama son. Di morang sotrim la samgido. Ine and di morangi sama di that's di dangimendo. Tene sotrim nune karares.
Sotrem la sijute rama sore. Sotrem tambo de niju domba sotrem. Nipa tanchu tamte domba tang. Pamala niju domba sotrem segundo. Ninju tam tamungre. Ninju jolo la niju kanga dongo. Lava? Then same thing to his ijit sotrem sijute ninji. Ninji chamber same day. Rang so my ba sin change tong sa ba sa de sin change tong sa ba
wa
sa sin change de ji ji zu de de zu san ju sa ba sin wa sa ge ba chu de ji zu de se ji de ge ba chu chen bo da chung ge gang ga de de nyam le se ba la ge ba chu de ji zu de nyam se ge de ni ju da de ji ni ga le go wa sa
ti som ba
de de de
There are basically three types of discipline. The first one is called the discipline of giving up all types of flawed conduct. And this refers to the discipline that is mainly connected with the foundational vehicle, the practice of the Shravakas. That type of discipline, because their focus requires them to give up any type of conduct that could be flawed in any way. And then the second type of discipline is the discipline of the bodhisattvas, and it's informed by great compassion. And this is the discipline of constantly performing the conduct that is of benefit to others. And finally, there is the discipline of the 10 types of virtuous activity. And that also is something that needs to be practiced both by those following the Shravaka path and those following the Bodhisattva path.
Yang yin tu ju tsu rem de tsu wong yin yong ku tsu rem re.
Masang.
Ko wa te me op ta wu, simbi ling ta wu, tuk dur chit sang ta wu te te. Ko wa la cho wa chi te. Wang bu yo la ma yok par, ma ndor par. Wang bu go dam.
Masang.
Rama? Wa ten da wu si na nyong yin su.
Masang. The discipline of the Shravakas is mainly informed by renunciation. So they view samsara as being like a fire pit, as being like an island of cannibals, as being like a nest of poisonous snakes. And so there's absolutely nothing good in samsara, and so you bind your senses to not participate in different types of samsaric activity. If you want to be a male or female arhat in this lifetime, then that's what you need to do. You need to really bind your senses like that. However, if you're not interested in that, then what you need to do is listen to, reflect on, and meditate on the teachings of the and be a, you know, practice the Dharma appropriately.
Samba de Ningi Mo change to Tremre, Samba de Ningi took the same change to Seba, same change to Seba, La Mayimba Gogundo, Wang Bodam Gogundo. Wang Buyo, Wang Boda, Wang Buyo, Demi, Yumantav, Chodatav.
The discipline of the Bodhisattvas is again informed by great loving kindness and compassion. And so what one needs here is the discipline of never being distracted from performing the benefit of others. One doesn't need to bind one's senses or to like block off sense objects. One needs to realize that these objects are illusory and dreamlike, and then go about performing the benefit of others. For example, if you're dreaming and you know that you're dreaming, then what you need to do is just not be distracted from that awareness that you're dreaming. You don't need to bind your senses or like prevent yourself from experiencing certain types of things. You just need to be undistracted from the knowledge that it's all just a dream.
The
main type of discipline that's practiced in the Vajrayana is the discipline of pure vision, the pure outlook. So this involves seeing the whole world, the physical environment, as the mandala of the deity, and then all of the sentient beings in that world as being the deities, whatever they might be, whoever one might be meditating upon. So if, for example, we are dreaming and we know that we're dreaming and we remain undistracted from that awareness, then that is a practice that is common both to Vajrayana and other Mahayana practices. And if, while maintaining that awareness, we meditate on the mandala and the deities, then that is the extraordinary Vajrayana practice.
Tene mulan wo ma chi no tene nyin ti lo wang bu go dam go
mulan
ti kap
sa On the other hand, if we don't know that we're dreaming, then we do need to bind the senses, just like the Shravaka's practice. While in the human realm. So the question is, if you experience an intense feeling like greed in this lifetime, then does that lead to an experience of the lower realms suffering even while being in the human realm? Dene mi lu yu du dene serna shuk chen bo sharna. Tene dila tene ngendrogi dungao nyong sigiduge mi yinayang.
Mai tila ai.
Lare.
Sena shuk chenpo yona ngendro dungan rawa yong sigidu.
Lasa.
Longchu rawa.
Lasa.
Longchu jitongdo.
Lasa.
Dungan ngendro rawa yong sigidu.
Lasa. Yes, it is indeed possible if, for example, you experience great avarice or greed for different types of material enjoyments, then it's possible to experience suffering in this lifetime, in a human lifetime, that's similar to the suffering experienced by beings in the lower realms.
Longju mean that any one bonga dungan yon, yada dawood.
Lassa.
Satanga dungan yon, yava dawood.
Lassa.
Marve.
Marve.
Yeah.
So if you first have a lot of material enjoyments, then you're like a deity. If then you're jealous of others who come and might steal your things, then you're like a demigod. And then if you lose these things and become poor, then you're like a preta. And if during that time you experience heat and cold, then that's like being in the hell realm. Last one.
Yeah.
Now we'll meditate a little bit. Way to meditate is to realize this life is like an illusion and a dream, and to have compassion for those who don't.
tam chesi.
Day at time.